First, Andy, can we get a quick reaction to the draw the other night? So it's going to be Spurs in the semi-final.
Yeah, absolutely magnificent. We said this morning, actually, you know, when you see the teams on the back of the Sunday paper, the draw, we're actually there next to Tottenham Hotspur. It's absolutely magnificent. So I think you don't really want Chelsea, but the other two, it's a great opportunity for us to go down there and give us a good account of ourselves.
It further emphasises just what you've achieved, isn't it, when you see Liverpool, Chelsea, Spurs, Sheffield United?
Exactly. It hits you straight away. Should we be there? You know what I mean? But we are there. And there's a reason for that, because, we've got some good players and very honest, and we've deserved to be there. I hope it's going to be a great occasion for us.
There's one or two journalists lingering outside the Spurs dressing room after the draw was made, and they mentioned that there'd been a big cheer when they got Sheffield United. Can you ever use anything like that?
Well, yeah, we'll tell the players that, yeah. But you look at the, on their side of it, I would imagine they just don't want to draw Chelsea, do they? They'll probably think that they're through into the next round and get into the final. But hopefully, with our cup run and then performances, we can go and have two great games with them.
Let's get a quick reflection on the other night. I mean, it was such a good performance, wasn't it? You were the best team on the night and thoroughly deserved to win.
I think that's the most pleasing thing about it, really. It's not luck. We've gone out there and we played really, really good football and created numerous chances. If it weren't for Fraser, who's like 9'6" or whatever, I've never seen keeping like it. But brilliant attitude, great effort, and to say no disrespect to the player, the team we put out, some young kids, but it just shows, when you get all together and working together as a unit, then you've got a chance.
What has given you and the gaffer the confidence to trust a guy like Lewis Reed in a big game like this?
Well, gaffer's, we had it at Derby, with Will Hughes, and gaffer, not taking very long to see a player. Reed is in that calibre, there's no doubt about that. I've seen him at a young age and very early when we got here, and he can play. And the thing is, it's funny because prior to that, he's been a little bit out of form in the recent couple of times he's played and getting on. He's not actually hit the heights that we want him to, but the other night I thought it was actually outstanding. So, yeah, great lad, and he's got a great future.
McNulty gets the goal, and another player who's got a bright future. Has he just got that knack that all good strikers need to have of just being in the right place at the right time?
Well, again, we've had him before in previous clubs, and I can remember his first session here, a training session, and he came down just to like a little trial, and he must have scored 20 goals. We did a shooting session, then we had a game, and that's him all over. That is him all over. He knows where the net is. He's a very, very good finisher. All he has to do is have a look at that video last night, really, and see how hard he worked. He's set the stone, he's set the standard, and he needs to maintain that, because I think that's the hardest he's ever worked while he's been at this club. And with that, I think that's the best he's played while he's been at this club.
Not to linger too much on maybe a negative side of the other night, but there was a comment afterwards that the manager of Southampton wouldn't shake hands because he felt that the Sheffield United coaching staff had been disrespectful to the officials. I just wondered what your opinion was of that.
Well, obviously, he's got his opinion. I don't know what disrespectful is. We're doing what we do normally week in, week out. And, we're questioning some decisions. Probably because, being in the Premiership, he's not sort of used to what League One staff do. They all sit in a little dugout and don't really say a great deal, but we do. We're a bit passionate. We know the thing is, after 20 minutes, it's a game. We've got a chance here, and you're up for it. But I'd like to say, I'm not going to go into too much about him because it's not about him. It's about Sheffield United Football Club. He didn't shake the gaffer's hand. The gaffer, I waited with the gaffer there, and he didn't shake his hand. And I think that's the most disrespectful thing you can do.
In terms of injuries, how was Jamal Campbell-Rice? He came off at half-time. Yeah. Was that an injury issue there?
Yeah, he's I think with Jam is, you know, he knows his own body and he could feel a little twinge, and he's right. He's one of them players, you don't risk it going out for the second half, because, you know, he could end up a lot worse. So, you know, he knows his own body, and it's a little bit of a shame. But, yeah, he's got a slight injury, so I don't think he obviously will be involved tomorrow.
And what about some of the others? Stefan Skugel, I spoke to him before the game and said he was getting close to 100%. Yeah. Some of those other guys who were maybe just not quite 100% for the games previously, are they close now?
Yeah, Skugel's done a full training today, joined in today, so he's in the squad for tomorrow. No doubt about that. Ben Davis and Craig Alcock are ticking on nicely. We're just waiting for sort of reports on them, and I think maybe Craig could be joining in, you know, very, very soon. So for them lads, it'll be great, and for us, it'll be great to get them back.
As a coaching staff, what kind of a dilemma have you got for this game? Because I saw the Fleetwood game as well, played very well there, even though you didn't win, played very well against Southampton, of course. You've got players who played in one game and not the other. It was a different formation, different system. How do you balance it out for this one?
Yeah, we've got to, and we have done, you know, spoke about it after the Southampton game. You know, I think we've got to look at on the night, it's physically a massive effort. And we've got to sort of assess on that game, you know, how fit can they be, can they do it again on Saturday. So we'll have a little talk tomorrow again, and maybe have a talk with a few players before we make our decision. But I think it's about legs tomorrow as much as anything, because even though they'd want to play again, you know, players might want to, you know, but whether they are physically capable of doing that or not, there might be another thing. So we have to take that out of their hands anyway. But we'll see. We'll have a chat tomorrow, and we'll see what the best is to try and get 3 points on Saturday.
How encouraging was it to see you've named a very attack-minded side at Fleetwood, and yet defensively, you still cope pretty well, didn't you? Even though you were committing bodies forward.
Yeah. I don't think we've not been too bad in most. You know, we haven't conceded that many goals. That is for sure. So I think at Fleetwood, like we've shown, we tried to win a game. We tried to get the 3 points. I think it's getting to a stage where, tomorrow, we're looking to get 3 points. As simple as that. We haven't got 3 points for a few games now, and we need to keep our tabs on them top few teams, so it's essential we get 3 points tomorrow.
What do you like about Jamie Murphy playing in the role that he played last week, which was just behind the front two? I suppose he gets on the ball as much as possible there, doesn't he?
Yeah, great skill, obviously, giving the ball to feet, and like we've seen on numerous occasions, you know, he runs at defenders, and defenders committing themselves, so I wish we'd got two of him, that's all. You know, if we could play one up front and one out wide, that'd be nice, but but either are, you know, obviously we're all fans of Jamie Murphy. He works tremendously hard, and wherever he plays, we know he'll be trying his best, that is for sure.
What do you make of Walsall? I've had a look, and they've got perhaps the best defensive record in this division so far.
Yeah, steady, you know, ever since, you know, they beat us in the cup, then, you know, they've had a decent run. But again, no disrespect to them. You know, we played them down there. It was 1-0. It was a tight game, but we had numerous players not playing in that game. And we think with a full strength side, then you know, we've got more than enough to get something tomorrow.
Was that cup victory big in terms of the league form at Bramall Lane as well? Because there've been a few frustrating draws at Bramall Lane. You want to get points at home, don't you, to try and challenge the top two? Do you think that will help you tonight?
Well, if it doesn't, then I don't know what will. You know, everybody should be buzzing. The only thing we get tomorrow night, Saturday, is disappointment. And with that, I mean players who aren't going to be playing. We can only pick 11. There might be players who played the other night who's not playing on Saturday. We don't know yet. But that's the only disappointing thing, is they'll be disappointed that they're not in the side. But we can't, like I say, we can only play 11 players. So it's whoever plays, we're picking it for a reason. It's down to them to go on and get us that result that we need tomorrow. And if they can put the effort in like they did on the other night, then we won't have any problems.
Does it just make the confidence probably wasn't low beforehand, but does it just give it a real boost before you go into a Christmas period when there's games coming every other day?
Exactly, lots of games. I mean, like I say, the confidence, I don't think there's not been a confidence issue. We drew at Oldham. We were playing very, very well at the time. Notts County were very difficult when they put everybody behind the ball. And MK Dons don't really know how we lost the game, really, to be fair, but we did. But there's never been a confident issue at all. I think it's a little bit frustrating, you know, with the, I think the fans get a little bit frustrated and if it's not quite going for us, then, you know, they sort of have a little go at them. But, and they've got to be brave enough to take that, but hopefully the Crans will get behind us tomorrow and get us that 3 points that we need.
Just finally, last week, did we see Chris O'Grady starting to get towards 100% and what he can really offer this club?
Yeah. Obviously, it killed us when he came off because he was doing really well. And we've looked at Chris for a long time now, and we rate, you know, ability-wise, and we like him as a player. So hopefully, he's, again, fresh legs tomorrow. Hopefully, if he's selected, then he might be the man to get us the goals.